Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
That you are doing something great, great meeting. Well, I don't know how to have a non-great meeting, but a meeting that maybe will help you in your life and your path as you move forward. All this week, techie and everything else is vision forward. That's the new thing. I just made it up. Vision forward. That's the theme for the year. There you go. Write it down, Grace. You can make banners out of it, all right? Vision forward. That's the theme. I just made it up. It felt good. I like it.
That's the topic.
Today's topic is movement is not progress. That's the whole thing for the rest of the week. Movement is not progress. Frida, I talked to Grace. Grace told me about your feelings about your hourly updates. Don't do them. No worries about that. Just know movement is not progress. We're free to come back to it for sure. We're about to come back to it. I will tell all of you that you have, the first thing I did this morning, I did a lot of things, but the first outwardly thing I did this morning, talking to somebody, I told Grace, you have confused movement with progress. And you ain't doing anything wrong. You're doing a great job. The problem, everybody, is great job is not good enough. I do apologize to you. They lied to you in school. There is no seventh place trophy. Doing a great job does not make you a great person. And you've been doing a great job all your life and the government does not care. You still pay exceedingly amounts of taxes. Being great does not come from great job. For instance, let me tell you how to be great. I don't know what Phil does every morning. I know Phil has rotated around the sun a few times. I know Phil has his fair share of medical things that want to attach themselves to him. Yet, you can guarantee Phil is going to be on every call with his camera on before the call starts. Mm-hmm. That's great. Listen to me say it again. This time I'll take Phil's name out of it and tell you what it is. In order to be great, you have to do exceedingly above great. Then when people notice it, they look below what you actually did and say, oh, there it is. That's great. An airplane has to go 3,000 feet in the air in order to come back and touch the ground in its destination. You cannot fly evenly. In order to fly, you must do more than what everybody has seen you do. And then when they finally notice you in Chicago, or she in Miami, you just left Texas to Miami. They said, oh my God, you're in Miami. Yeah, but you had no idea that I was going 3,000 miles per hour in some twisted metal, defying gravity, doing all sorts of great things just to get here. They're never going to see Stradivari practice primary and secondary colors. He has a coloring book, by the way. Never going to see that. They're only going to say, well, I think you could have did this on page 3. In order to be great, you know this starts at 8 o'clock. And to be even more with it, I ain't got to do it. In addition to that, are you ready? Because in order to be ready for 8 o'clock, you have to do way more than I see in order to get ready for 8 o'clock.
That's good.
It's just what it is.
Period.
Period. It just is what it is. The mother has a baby. The little 14-year-old rascal starts talking back. Do you know what it took me to get you here? Come on, Ashia, help me out. Do you understand how sick I was with you?
No.
All right, then. All right. It took a lot. So I want to highlight three people who did not confuse movement with progress this week. And we're going to start with Tempest. All right, we're starting with Tempest. Tempest, please unmute your mic. Clap for her. She has her first cybersecurity certification.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Way to go, Tempest.
Yes. No degree. She separated herself from the field. No degree. She went. And they made a challenge at her company. And she said, I don't know if everybody else heard it, but I heard it, is what she said. And said, I heard it because Tempest has been for years now working on execution. Okay, let me try to help y'all out. Working on execution. And somebody they busted Antonio Smith. They just said something real quick, Phil left it there. But she didn't leave it there. She picked it up. They told her 3 certifications in 3 weeks. Well, they didn't tell her. They said it. Mm-hmm. And ain't nobody react. Tempest wrote it down, took it personal. Mm-hmm. So sometime this week, she'll be going to take another certification. And then 4 days after that, another certification. She took it personally. She took it personally, and she is going for 3 certifications in 3 weeks. That is not confusing movement with progress. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Tempest, if you're listening, Arshia says you got this. I want you to think about this for a second. That every certification allows you to do a different thing, which leads to a different pay. I wish I had somebody.
Amen.
Do you understand that when you are, and these are Microsoft certifications, that means she can go to one Microsoft way, that's not the address,
yeah,
and knock on a door and be like, what's up? Y'all hiring? Mm. No, real talk. These are Microsoft certifications.
That's a boom.
These are Microsoft
their status.
Yeah, no, you're right. These are Microsoft cyber certifications. Hear me well. The big companies, the $1 trillion companies, no longer require degrees. I'm not even sure if Bill Gates even have a degree. He's started a company without a degree or minimum degrees, and it only hired people who had degrees. Mm-hmm. Mark Zuckerberg, the same thing. Started a company without degrees, only hired people who had degrees. And now they've all made the shift. Y'all ready? Mm-hmm. To where they understood your skill learning wasn't good enough. Because you spent 4 years movement but made no progress. I wish I had some mind. I'm just trying to understand what I'm saying. 4 years moving, made no progress. And now all these big companies got Apple University, Google University, Microsoft University. They have their own universities because they say, we would rather teach y'all. Mm-hmm. All right. So I just seen Tempest come in. Tempest, if you don't mind, would you explain to us what certification you got? I told them about you taking this challenge, 3 and 3, 3 certifications in 3 weeks. You know, you can't tell Tempest something she don't take it personally about prosperity. She takes her prosperity very personally. It says, I don't know nothing about cybersecurity. If you can educate me and the rest of us on what you actually got and how it impacts your life as of this week, from last week to this week, please, we are listening.
Okay, good morning, everybody. I got a Microsoft Security Identity and Compliance certification on Saturday morning. That means, I don't know how to say this. It means that I understand Microsoft security tools, the things that 90% of people don't know anything about.
So when y'all send us the updates and we say, yes, we want that update, and we click the term of approval, terms and conditions, that's what y'all, that's what you did back there somewhere.
Partially, yes.
Partially, got you. All right, keep going.
So I work for a Microsoft company, so I have to kind of know mom and dad's products in order to do my job well. And what was your second question? Oh, how has it impacted me?
From Friday to Monday.
Friday, I was unsure of not just this journey, but unsure of why I was hired. And Saturday by 11, all of my doubts went away. Like, for once, I knew I could do this, but I mean, people can say what they want. Validation feels great. And to be validated on a test that I studied alone for, that I had people rooting for me, but nobody was watching videos or taking practice tests but me. This was, I told Antonio, this was the most personal thing I've done this year. And it felt great to see congratulations at the end of an exam.
Absolutely. And when you show up today, no, please, they clapping. No, please clap for that. No.
Yes, congratulations.
We're not gonna miss the chance to clap. When you show up today, you are going to show up with more certifications than some of the people who were there Friday. Yes?
More certifications and mm-hmm. less degrees. Everybody mm-hmm. in my training mm-hmm. class has a degree but me.
Mm-hmm. And what's more, though, you don't answer this, Tempest. What's more important, everybody, a degree or a certification in the job you're actually doing?
A certification.
The certification, boom. Because the certification brings the rest of the building together.
It's the
it's
only
a foundation within the foundation.
Right, because the degree is outdated and everybody knows it. But the certification was the very last thing that was taught. that the company needs right now. If you don't believe that, go get you a little degree. And go be a school teacher and watch how they tell you, oh, you want to be a principal. Well, and then you got to take a lot of certifications and get other stuff just to do that. So there you go. There you go. Congratulations. Let's unmute our mic and congratulate Tempest, please.
Congratulations.
Yes. Now, I will tell you, she won't tell you, but I will tell you, she is working on, she has a plan, and this plan, which I won't say what it is, but by the time she's done with that plan, immediately, she'll have them letters behind her name. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about? Yes, well, her business card say Tempest S. Smith, C-I-O-C-S-C, two carp, something I won't understand. You understand? It says all that stuff that don't nobody know, but it just knows, ooh, she costs some money. That's the only thing we know about them letters. We don't know what them letters mean, but it means they cost some money. Let me read this private message real quick. Oh, all right. Look at that. Did you want to talk about it? That's a big deal.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, appreciate the opportunity. Being that I'm already in the home improvement segment in the house, this was just another opportunity came up. So I'm completing my certification this week, working with seniors to help them maintain their independence in their homes. Because as you know, as they get older, they have accidents. And sometimes I'm finding out they have accidents and don't even inform their kids because they want to be in their house. My mom is 84, and I've been looking at that years ago, because as you get older, it's hard. And I didn't realize it. But then even at my age, I almost slipped in the bathtub a couple of times. Yeah. So safety is a big concern. And so I'm getting my certification completed this week to help the seniors keep their independence in their home by providing walk-in showers, walk-in bathtubs, and the stair lifts. And going through this process, realizing that the simple fact of being able to balance yourself to get in the tub is serious. We take videos of them getting in and out of the tub just to show us, and that's where we place that blue tape to show them where they need those safety bars. And being that my mom is 84, and I'll share this personally, my mother-in-law suffering from a little bit of cancer, lung cancer situation. She hadn't been upstairs in her house in years, and that's a shame.
Yeah.
It's a shame when you have a house, you have an area of your house that you can't go to just because of health issues. And so, yes, the money is great, but I'm not just doing it for that because, as you know, I'm always making money, but it's personal to me. And so when I went through this certification, and being that when we go into these homeowners, talk to them about these areas, we were reminding them, of course, cosmetically, we're going to do a great job, make it look the best that it can be, but it's not about the beauty, it's about the safety.
That's right.
Because you can't, if you slip, if you break a hip, it's a wrap. You know, it ain't the same. And so with these two areas, walk-in showers, walk-in tubs, because, you know, they still want to bathe themselves. And so, and then the stair lift, I've seen that commercial 1,000 times, and, you know, I would walk by and pass it thinking, man, that's interesting. But to see and hear the reasoning behind it and to see how many families are being helped with these three areas, I'm grateful for that. And then, so I'm looking forward to it. So yeah, appreciate the opportunity just to mention it.
No, thank you so much. Just clap. Big deal. That is not confusing.
Congratulations.
No, that's not confusing movement progress. And of course, let me tell you something. Every time he said, you know, of course the money is good. It's supposed to be good. Let me help everybody real quick, because I don't want y'all to ever justify money. Whenever you help people, money automatically comes. It's a part of the process. If you go into servant mode, money will follow. It just is what it is. That is the only way to actually generate income is to serve people. So if you get more, if you serve more people and you serve them in a way that's irreplaceable, you're going to get an irreplaceable check. It just is what it is. Congratulations, Dr. Ken Johnson. That is for sure a big deal in our seniors. And we wouldn't talk about 18-year-olds in high school. You know what I'm saying? Need as much help as possible. Trust me, I know. And I know because ain't no meeting tomorrow because I got to go get hip injections because I ain't got no cartilage in my hip. So I can assure you, at my little young age, I know that it ain't easy being cheesy. You understand? It's show length. There it is. There it is. But we'll remind you about that here in a second. Let me do something. I've showed this already 50 times. Most of you didn't pay attention. No worries. Here we go again. It is relevant.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Tennessee Williams, Arthur Miller, Eugene O'Neill, Edward Albee, August Wilson. August Wilson is one of the greatest playwrights in the history of American or world theater. It is a privilege, an honor, a responsibility, a duty, and a joy to bring his brilliance to the screen. I am particularly proud and happy about the young filmmakers, actors, singers, writers, producers that are coming up behind my generation. In particular, Barry Jenkins. Young people understand this young man made 10, 15, 20 short films before he got the opportunity to make Moonlight. So never give up. Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. It's not easy. If it was easy, there'd be no Kerry Washington. If it was easy, there'd be no Taraji Henson, P. Henson. If it were easy, there'd be no Octavia Spencer. But not only that, if it were easy, there'd be no Viola Davis. If it were easy, there'd be no Michael T. Williamson, no Stephen McKinley Henderson, no Russell Hornsby. If it were easy, there'd be no Denzel Washington. So keep working, keep striving, never give up, fall down 7 times, get up 8. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship. So keep moving, keep growing, keep learning. See you at work.
Boom. See you at work. You know you cold when you turn your accepted speech into the word of God. Do you understand how cold you got to be to do something like that, Jerome? Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship. I ain't trying to come at you esoterically. I'm trying to tell you that Tempest did not confuse movement with progress. Just because you are investing money does not mean you are investing money. If you are investing money, there's a guy right now just lost $500,000 in Bitcoin because his third party investor died with the password.
Help me, God. Okay. Never mind. Let me mute this.
That's cybersecurity for you. That's security for you for sure. That's it. Go ahead. I know you want to say something. You got to. Ease is a greater threat. Just because you're investing, or maybe you're using the Acorns app or the Betterment app, and all that's beautiful. But at some point, Jerome, you got to grow. At some point, you can't trust third-party apps to push you into the seven and eight-figure investment zones because they're taking great allocations strategies and they're diversifying your funds. Let me help all of you. Listen to me and listen to me right now. Nobody you know that is crazy wealthy diversifies. I know you don't like that. I know you don't. I know you don't like it. There is no diversification in great wealth. If you Steve Jobs, you all iPhone, all Apple, all Mac. Oh, see, you don't like this here. I'm trying to tell you this. I'm not telling you that these people won't have a seasons portfolio. That's exactly what it's called. Tony Robbins writes about it in his book, Unbreakable, that he gave away. You bought it, but he gave all the proceeds away. I forget where he gave it to, something. I don't remember what it was now. He talks about this. I'm not telling you that they don't have it allocated in five particular spots like hard resources, real estate, et cetera. I'm not telling you that. That's not diversification. That is an all seasons portfolio. Diversification is you not making a decision whether you like it or not. If diversifying your funds was the way to get the wealth, why in the world do you keep hearing about it? You never really critically thought about the fact that when you were in the 11th grade, they were teaching you to diversify. Yeah, how'd that work out? It doesn't. It does not work out. When you diversify, you cut your power. While someone like me went all in on Bitcoin or Amazon or blah, blah, blah. If you don't like what I'm saying, don't worry about it. There's a physical law out there. It's called Pareto's principle. Anybody know the other name for that? Phil already said it. The 80-20 rule. It's already out here that it is 100% facts that we've seen it. You've seen it. 20%. If you just go plant asparagus, 20% of your field will produce 80% of your harvest. It is 20% of y'all listening to me right now would not confuse movement with progress sometime this year. The rest of you are going to have little bitty increments of improvements. Those of you with good character will say yes. Those of you with bad character will blame ATS for not working. It just is what it is. That's the position I put myself in every day. When I open up my mouth, I'm used to it, Jerome. It's all good. You understand? It's all good. Movement is not progress. Just because you show up every day and do something every day does not mean you're progressing in your field or your craft. Just because you show up every day does not mean that you are progressing in your craft. It doesn't mean you passing people up. This ain't about competition, but it certainly doesn't mean you should be even. The problem with people is Tatiana has been fed to outperform the competition. She's been fed that there's competition. She's been fed to be the highest expression of herself and don't worry about competition. Tatiana, I'm here to tell you all that's trash. If you're a monopoly, there is no competition. Be so good when someone says, pass me a Kleenex, you're not actually talking about a Kleenex. You think Kleenex is the thing. Be so good that if I say, here, Jerome, here's some acetaminophen. Jerome says, no, give me Tylenol. When the Drug Association says it's the same thing and legally it has to be. But Jerome says, no, I want Tylenol. I want to pay more for the same chemical components. And then ain't nothing wrong with that.
Just get yourself an acetaminophen.
Same thing. Right? But when you are Tylenol, you did something. You created some sort of monopoly. You understand? You create a monopoly. I accidentally all the time say, Grace, Google this. Go to Yahoo and Google. That makes no sense. I done got the word Google means search to me. Mm-hmm. Real talk. We'll be on Facebook. Grace, Google. She's on Facebook. And I'm saying, go to left-hand corner and Google. I literally have to think hard to say the word search. And Google is a really dumb name. There's nobody today that would start a business. Tatiana's not going, you know what? I don't like this Google name. It has a hold on me. No, the only reason Google is a great name because they won. Do not confuse movement with progress. Let me give you a biblical example that's really going to make y'all mad. You ain't going to like it. You're not. Because you're finna say, no, no, no. On the surface, it would seem that the weeping prophet, who's that, Grace?
Jeremiah.
All right, then. I just want to test your Baptist, okay? I want to test your Baptist. The weeping prophet preached 40 years, Ashia. 40. Never say one person, not a damn one. Not one, not a, just go look at it yourself. Not one person said, all right, we're gonna stop acting like this. Mm-mm. It was so tough. 722, the Assyrian Empire came through and just crushed everything. Those people don't even exist no more. 722 BC, it happened. Assyrian Empire, it actually happened. And you would think that was no progress. Can I help you, Arshia? Just because your customers don't respond to you don't mean you ain't making no difference. It means if you was in the Southern Kingdom, you'd have a bit more customers. Sometimes, help me somebody, your product is good. I would say the Torah was a good product. I feel like the Torah was a good product, but the crowd ain't paying attention. Some of y'all just need to switch locations. Some of y'all got a crowd that you don't like, an audience base you can't stand. Clear throat clears. This is how I would put it if I was writing. Throat clears. Prophet Jerry has one or two audiences. If he goes live from the bed and preaches and prophesies the word of God, one or two people gonna see him. People who gonna feel bad for him or people who gonna be inspired by him. Who you think is his customer? Do you understand? Mm-hmm. If you are inspired by his progress, then that's his customer. However, Prophet Jerry waking up every morning is not progress. Oh no, see, y'all don't want to play with me. See, him waking up every morning is not progress. See, I can say it about him because he has a condition and y'all can see that. Y'all ain't got no condition, so it's invisible to you, but your condition is poverty. You're just like the people way back in the antiquity and the biblical times, to where they call them notorious sinners. All that meant, Arshia, is I can see your sins on the outside. And since I can't see your physical ailments like I can see Prophet Jerry's, you can look at him and say he ain't making that much progress. But your ass ain't making that much progress either. You just hide it better because you don't need a Hoyer lift. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You young, still can't show up on time for your dreams. So yesterday, last week, I was dead serious, Frida. I said, this is what I want. I said, motor scooting, rooting, tooting, this is what I want. And I brought up Phil and Susan. And I said, don't play with me now. And apparently Deanna didn't play with me. And I appreciate her not playing with me. She's my second example because she went and it was hard. Deanna did 3 months worth of work in 4 days. Absolutely. She went and downloaded over 1,000 of Tuesday night, Monday night, Tuesday twice nights. Download. Do you know how long that, let's just think about the fact that she can only move as fast as the internet allows her to move. It means that while she was watching TV, she was still doing this here with her finger. Click, click, save, drag. Do you understand? No matter what, click, 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 save, drag. Now, I got the hard drive this weekend, Friday or Saturday or something. And now the Phil and Susan Teach, here it is back here, right now has so many classes on YouTube right now. I don't worry about it. I go to 50 for you, for me, dog. I go to 50. It ain't finna stop. It ain't finna stop. It ain't, you see Michelle, you see Brian. It ain't finna stop. I can keep doing it. We're gonna keep doing it, Grace. I can keep doing it. It don't matter. Look, I'm at somewhere 80 now. It'll keep going, right? Point is, we got about 85 uploaded to YouTube. And by the end of tomorrow, it'd be like 585, because I damn sure ain't doing it in this office. We need to do it in super high speed internet. This is movement being confused with progress internet. You understand what I'm saying? It does its job. It lets you check your emails real fast, Tatiana. Real fast. If you're trying to upload videos, they say, well, you know, I don't want to do those reports. You know what I'm saying? That's what it say. 1,000-something classes. Now, that same plan I said last week, Phil and Susan Teach is going to get 1,600, whatever it was, a day to the thing. Yes? So guess what that forced me to do? It means today live, you will see all those posts happening, my page, their page, et cetera. And then it forced me, because here is the course, Antonio clears throat again. It forced me to go do what Susan been asking me to do it at just these prices. See, y'all don't want to hear these streets. Don't confuse movement with progress. Now that somebody else did their job and there are leads to go get and the problem is now on me, I can't have a problem on me. Nah, can I? So Deanna doing her job, which forced Grace now to do her job, which forced Frida now to do a job she ain't been doing, but she's been doing a job, but just not scheduling. Now, everybody, remember, I put it out there. I said, remember last week I said, all right, you go ahead and do these three, you're going to do this. Everybody now got the move because Deanna didn't confuse movement with progress. Now, let me help some of you because some of you, you got this problem. The only thing up on Phil and Susan Teach is that one course. The rest of the website ain't up. Ain't no homepage. You know, this what you can do. You can take your class. You can buy your class. You can sign in. Had Grace test this morning. Tempest is working on the student enrollment. Everybody, let me. Okay, all right. She's doing that right now. Now let's just. And you'll say, but it ain't finished. Yes, the hell it is. It's finished enough to get $397. We can finish later. What? Okay. I'm trying to get challenged. Arshia, do you want to satisfy your everything needs to be perfect? Or do you want $397 to go in your bank account?
Want me my money.
Thank you so much. What a great response. Because the only difference is we're moving platforms. So y'all let iPhone give you the iPhone 1, the 2, the 3, the 4, the 4S, the 4A, the 4C, the 5, the 5S, the 5A, the 5C, the 6, 6. You let them do that all the time and you won't go ahead and roll your stuff out like that too?
I needed that.
Come on.
I needed that because I was just talking about how they doing. There's a phone that I want to get that I feel, Sandra feels, it's going to help her do better with what she's trying to accomplish. And I was looking at the one phone, and before that phone was able to even be talked about, I saw them roll out another phone right behind that phone. And I'm like, okay, well, that doesn't make sense. But yeah, that's exactly what they do. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
I appreciate it. I'm grateful. Let us unmute our mic and clap for Crystal over here. That's not her name.
Woo!
I had a name, Crystal, over my screen, so I just wanted to take the opportunity to be a dumbass. Think about this for a moment. Deanna doing her job. There's a lesson here, Jerome. I'm trying to make it clear. I said something last week, and I said something impossible, Frieda. I got on here, I said, and Frieda was the first one. We on it.
I said done, yes, I did.
That's right, you said done. She was leading by example. Done. She ain't let me finish. Done. I was like, what is five? Done, it's done. You understand what I'm saying? That's what she did. And Deanna did something, and it forced 5 different humans to do something else. Do you know how hard that is? Funny how if I tell you to do something, our shit, that don't work. But when I do my thing around you in my pure genius, you look around and say, well, you're not going to leave me behind. And my favorite, and you're not going to make me look bad. Oh, y'all don't want to play with me. Never made me look like this is on me. So let me do my part. Movement is not progress. It's not. Don't worry about it. I'm coming around y'all way. Third person. Let me bless you. I mean, I sent these ladies something this weekend. If you're not familiar with what I've been doing, Tempest, are you there just to speak for 15 seconds, maybe? I know she's there, but she's in a meeting too, so I want to be.
No, not in a meeting. I'm good.
Okay, good. Tempest, you met me. You fatally met me because your life has been messed up since.
Sure.
What year did you meet me?
2011.
It was like July 3rd? No, June.
June 25th.
All right, there you go. Something like that. All right. She knows.
No, ain't no something like that. It's that exact date.
It's the exact date on some network marketing. I was like, you coming with me.
Okay, I leave. Let's pause right. Pause right there. Thank you.
Well, but she's here. She's here. There it is. Tempest, I had a Dreamwall up. Did you know anything about Dreamwall? Well, I know you knew, but were you in the practice of Dreamwalls at that time?
No.
Okay. And you asked about my Dreamwall. I sent you a picture or something. Maybe you came by, so I'm not sure. Most notably, what was on my Dreamwall in 2010? Because that's when I put it up.
A New York Times bestseller badge.
All right. Thank you so much, Tempest. You can
and Oprah.
And Oprah. We'll be quiet about Oprah right now. It wasn't about meeting Oprah, because right under Oprah was this TV studio. This is going to be harder than I thought. Y'all do know I got a few TV studios, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right. This, Jerome, we're not going to bother nobody right now, okay? And this will happen. And I know Phil and Susan would appreciate this because they see it all the time. I released my first book in 2014. It was called Keep Walking. But that wasn't the plan. The plan was to write my best work and get it published by a major publisher. And my audience was, I don't have something I need. Here's a piece of toilet paper. My audience was as big as this toilet paper is thick. So, and that was the problem. And so they said, well, I got Tempest real quick. Who were the two publishers? We immediately got one of the biggest literary agents. But who were the two publishers, Tempest, that you remember? Maybe not their names, but what customers did they have? I remember. I'm never going to forget it.
T.D. Jakes.
Yep, T.D. Jakes. And the Asian guy, Prince. Joseph Prince.
Oh, yeah, Joseph Prince.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about he's a pastor, he's mm-hmm. Joseph Prince or something. Okay, yes, at least I think he's Asian. Them two. And they were like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And they've sent emails back and forth. And no.
We would like to thank our friends over at NordPass for supporting this episode of B2B from A to Z. See, being an entrepreneur, there are passwords everywhere. Bank accounts, CRMs, email accounts, and much more. And being a person with an everyday life adds even more passwords to track. It's easy to forget a password, have a weak password, or use the same password across multiple accounts because it's easier. Well, NordPass had all of this in mind. NordPass is more than a password manager. It's the essential cybersecurity tool that makes everyone's life easier and safer. I had bank account cards showing up to my home that I didn't apply for. And this bothered me a lot, majorly. I had to call the banks, report it to the credit bureaus, and I changed every password that I could remember. See, if I had NordPass at the time, I wouldn't have even had to worry about this. But now that I have NordPass, I don't even worry about it at all. See, NordPass is a simple, easy-to-use, and very secure password manager created by the cybersecurity experts who built NordVPN, the advanced online security and privacy app trusted by more than 14 million users worldwide. And not only are your passwords in one place, you're also safe from being hacked, identity theft, and much more. See, with NordPass, you can have all your passwords in one place. You can generate secure passwords that you don't have to worry about being hacked. You can securely store your credit card information, your personal details. And NordPass is a zero-knowledge password manager, which means that no one else but you can see what's in your encrypted vault. Not even the NordPass team can see it. So get an exclusive NordPass deal plus one additional month for free at www.nordpass.com/xxxxx or use the code B2B at checkout. Again, that's nordpass.com/xxxxx5xs or use the code B2B at checkout.
What they needed from me, Phil? A big name for a word. So let me do this. What I did. This is what I did, Jerome. This is what I did. I went. And everybody always asks Joel Osteen for stuff. That ain't who I am. You know what I'm saying? But Tempe was like, no. You need to go be obedient because all right. Let me go be obedient. All right. And so I went, and I had no idea how bad it actually was. Do you understand what I'm saying, Jerome? It's bad. He gets requests for four words and stuff every 16 seconds. You know what I'm saying? I'm dead serious. I'm not joking. I'm not joking at all. I'm an intern. So I just say, hey, can you, do you mind? And one person took it all the way up to Joe. I'll tell you who it was, actually. It was, well, Tempest, who you think it was? Y'all met him.
John Bowman.
John Bowman. John Bowman. John Bowman. Yeah, well, no, it wasn't. Yeah.
I'm thinking of John Bowman because I'm thinking he wrote
it. Yeah, I don't have a relationship with him. I know him, but she's talking about Chris. Not Chris. Yeah, Lee Vertically. Anyway, I remember his name in a second.
Oh, Craig Johnson.
Craig Johnson. Yes, I don't have a relationship. I know him. We work together, but I don't have a relationship with him. John Bowman was my mentor. I took it all the way up. Pastor Joe was considerate. You know what I'm saying? Story, whatever. I don't know what happened. And then when it came back down to me, one of his gatekeepers wanted to press me and ask me hard for questions. I don't know if y'all know who I am, but I wasn't having it. I don't know. I don't know what name you want to say. Buddha name, Jesus name, Muhammad Ali name, whoever name you want to say. Don't matter to me. I wouldn't have it. So I humbly was like, because they sent, like, one of the publishers said, well, it's got some archaic language or archaic writing style because it was written in just plain English. You know what I'm saying? Written in plain English. Got archaic writing style, blah, 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 blah. All right, damn, no problem, loser. No problem at all. You're a freaking loser, but no problem. You know what I'm saying? No problem at all. I get it. It's all good. So he was pressing me about that. And I was like, that's not what the author is saying. That's not what the publisher is saying. The publisher is saying, because of the regular reading style, you and a small audience, we need a big name author. A big name author as a publisher, big name as a foreword. That's what but they couldn't get past. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it pissed me off. And if you don't know nothing about me, you should know, Jerome, that's 100% me. 5 years from now, it's still gonna be me. If y'all don't understand, let me help y'all out. I get pissed off every day. I just know how to handle it now. See. Let me help
you. You grown now.
I'm just trying to say,
maturity.
You know, and look, because I know how to not to hold on to it. I know how to let it hit me. And then I've got these learned behaviors that say everything is perfect. Let it flow. So y'all out here trying to be robots. Wonder why that ain't working out for you. The goal is to be angry and do not sin, not to never get angry.
Right. That's right.
Anywho, I'm not going to bother y'all, but just let me just keep going. So I'm hot, Jerome. Hotter than fish grease is what my Aunt Lucy would say. Hotter than fish grease. Now I'm messed up. It had nothing to do with gatekeeping, had nothing to do with denying me or whatever you think. No. They were trying to imply that I was trying to use my internship to get favor or grace or whatever. And that's what pissed me off. Let me make it very clear. You know what I'm saying?
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
What was wrong with using your internship to get favor?
You know what? The older I am, that actually makes sense, Jerome. You know what I'm saying? It does. It makes sense.
Just wondered. But,
you know, the older I am, that actually makes sense. But I really...
Antonio, excuse me, could you tell them who did the foreword for my book that's coming out?
That'd be me, sir.
Oh, okay. So I'm just checking.
Yes, sir. So
Antonio, did I use my association with you?
You damn sure did. Day one. Young man, and then said, God told me. That's what it is. So, you know, should have been, but that's okay. All good. Here's the point, though, that I said for the student would appreciate. So in 2012 is when that happened. Tibbs said, don't worry about it. Let's just keep going. Well, you know what, Jerome? I worried about it. And no matter how much Tempest tried to law of attraction this thing, my pistivity was working against that law of attraction. I said, Phyllis Uda would appreciate it. Let me tell you why. Because here's what happened. I said, fine, you know what? Let's just self-publish, which is not a bad thing. But that wasn't on my dream wall, Jerome. And I want to tell y'all something. I'm 13, 14 books in now, and they all self-published, minor published, whatever you want to call them. I need y'all to get this. One decision dictated what I would do with 13 books that came after it. There is a word in there, Margie, for somebody. So, a few folks just cut their camera on. You talking to me right now. One decision made sure. Now, this is what I did. I've been getting my butt kicked, Phil. 8 years ago, 2014, I said, I want to do this thing. I genuinely want to be New York Times bestseller author. I don't know why, Jerome. I don't know where it's coming from. I just know it's in me. And Phil and Susan, myself, Deanna, and Tempest would tell you, if I don't know where it came from, but I can't get my mind off it, it's not just inspiration, it's a memory. You can say it right here.
Oh my God.
It's a memory.
Don't do it.
It's a memory. Future me has already experienced this and will not let me go from it. You know, time don't work the way you think time works. Huh? Future me is a New York Times bestseller author, happy eating noodles with Ozarka water right now. Okay, we pour in Ozarka water in the a cup of noodles, being bougie classy. Right now, and I can't get it off my mind. So what I did, Jerome. I took that L, yes, ma'am.
Somebody told me to
throw
it down.
Okay. I took that L, but silently for 8 years, I've been learning how to do a different kind of writing. Tempest, tell them what was my first goal that I wanted to write about.
A detective named Daniel.
Detective named Daniel. This is how long she's been with me. I want the writer. Okay. Ooh, I feel free to. I didn't even look at that, but I feel it. Something happened to her. I want to write about a detective named Daniel. And I wanted to have these secret undertones in them, Jerome, that would eventually point people back to Daniel in the lion's den. That Daniel. Not religious, and it wasn't my purpose, but I just wanted to have this Easter egg, so to speak, that all this time I took the biblical character Daniel and made him a modern day detective going through stuff, blah, 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 blah. And if you dissected the book, you would see that going on. And if that don't make sense to you, that's Lord of the Rings. That's Hobbit, you know, all sorts of stuff. 8 years, I went and I suffered. 100%. I suffered. It sucked. But I never forgot that dream. Here's the deal, Jerome. At this point, bro, I ain't got nothing to prove. I ain't gonna lie to you. I got nothing to prove. I get paid so many royalties from writing, I give them joints to Deanna. I got nothing to prove. I've been getting paid every month, well, that month, you know, 45, however they pay out, since 2014. To now, I just give away my royalties. That's true. That's honest to God true. I give away my royalties. I ain't nothing to prove. Now I'm 40. You know what I'm saying? You know, all these learning new skill sets is trash. You know what I'm saying? But what I did was I went worked my ass off. And I showed y'all about this, right? Mm-hmm. Cities of Solari. Y'all see it? Mm-hmm. Okay. It's on the screen. Let me see your screen. Let me see what it looks like. That looks sexy, Grace. That is sexy. That looks sexy. Boy, I tell you, thank you so much. Cities of Solari. Now, I'm not telling you to tell you about it. I'm telling you because I'm going back after New York Times bestselling author.
Woo! 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 That's right.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. 100% I am. No, 100%. I 100% am. And I'm not telling you that because I want you to appreciate me in any way. I'm telling you that because same messed up one. I'm telling you that because I want you to understand something, if you don't mind. I want you to understand that there is a way to get things done, and then there's a way not to. Is this fair? Mm-hmm. In the getting of things done, and the getting of things not done, you hear me. And you hear me as well as you want to hear me. After that, you can do what you want to do with your own dreams, Jerome. You feel me? That's on you. Ain't got nothing to do with me. But I can tell you this. I can tell you that no matter what, I can't shake it, won't shake it. And I told everybody, yeah, I'll be done. I'm already, you know, so far ahead that I'll be done. And I told them that, well, I'll be done by, my plan is to finish by June 30th is my plan, to finish by June 30th. Cool, Grace? Mm-hmm. And right now, what I'm doing for all of you is I am saving Cities of Solaria, Prologue, and Chapter 1, in PDF right now as we speak, because I want to help you out as much as I can. Is this fair, Freedom? And I want you to see I'm an expositional writer. I had to go learn a whole new literary style. And I'm here to tell you right now in the chat, it's the prologue in chapter 1. You ain't getting nothing else. You're not getting nothing else. It's in the chat right now. Go download it so you can see what I'm talking about. It's in the chat. You ain't getting nothing else. But now, more than likely, I will be finished writing Cities of Solari, book 1. It's a 4-book series. I'll be finished. I already had the outline. By the end of this month. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Which forced Deanna and Tempest to do what? You answer.
Get you major book deal.
Now guess what they gotta do? They gotta go through the whole book press kit. It's a lot. It's a lot. But let me show you. Let me show you something. I'm trying to say, hopefully somebody's being motivated. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Okay, Susie. Yeah, Phil told me earlier. That's good. They got to get their booster shot. Let me show y'all something. I really, 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 really want to show y'all the blessing here. The blessing here is, here is this. And then, which publishers get you to the New York bestseller list? And there are publishers that actually help this out. And I don't know them. But today I'm going to go find out. I shared a whole link with y'all. Today I'm going to go find out. And then tomorrow I will give you the answer if you didn't go search. But I'm going to go find out. There's a search right there. You, the odds of you self-publishing and then getting a New York Times bestseller list are slim. Or none. You know, it's kind of like the Grammys and Oscars. You have to be in the Academy. It has to be one of the thingies. You understand? I invite all of y'all to go read. Not only does it tell you, read every word. Oh, got you. Read every word if you want to, but the acknowledgments are there. The acknowledgments are there. The preface is there. The prologue is there. And tell you why I wrote it, blah, blah, blah. I cannot confirm or deny Kenneth Wayne Johnson. If I'm writing about the actual events of my top secret life, because I'm not supposed to. I can only tell you, it's a good detail up in there. That's all I can tell you, Tatiana.
You by being the brain, you know how to squeeze words in and squeeze. So you the bitch, you the brain and everything. So you know how to you think you slick.
I cannot confirm or deny if when you feel like you're trapped in the scene with the main people that this story is true, because it's a fictional story, Jerome. I say that up front. I do. I say it up front. Thank you so much for that. I say it up front, but I can tell you that movement is not progress. There's three examples for you. All week, we're going after movement is not progress. So if you really becoming a computer programmer, are you moving or are you making progress? Ooh, that was nasty right there. If you really becoming a public speaker, professional speaker, are you moving or are you making progress? Because it took me 8 years to learn how to write like that. I just want to. Grace read it. Do you mind, Grace? Just here it is. I'm gonna see this scenario. Boom, boom, boom. You know, wrench around, wrench it off. Mm-hmm. Right? Contents that don't exist yet because autograph page, one more time in your face for the hood. You know what I'm saying? Dedication for, you know, theme. Read that for me, Grace.
Every man must decide whether he will walk in the light of creative altruism or in the darkness of destructive selfishness. Martin Luther King Jr.
There you go. Probably take that theme off, but there you go. Keep the words, take the words theme off. Acknowledgements. Many people had a hand in creation of this story. Don't worry about it. I'm going to let you read it on your own. Before you get started, Grace, tell us about the cities of Solaria.
Before you start reading, I would like you to know Cities of Solaria takes place on alternate Earth.
All right, stop right there. Stop right there. Stop right there, Grace. Go ahead.
A 6-man special forces recon team.
In fact, hold on, Grace. Pull up your copy, Grace. Grace gonna pull up a copy real quick. She's gonna pull up a copy. I don't even want y'all to see it. Just want you to hear. Tatiana, don't confuse movement with progress. Stradivari, don't confuse movement with progress, man. You're doing some or you're not. This time, it's major publishing deal or bust. or just ain't coming out. J.K. Rowling got denied like 43 people.
Yes, she did.
This is what it is. It's just, this is what it is. This ain't got nothing to do with being famous. Nope. You got it ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go. A six-man team did what, Grace?
A six-man Special Forces recon team boarded a top-secret stealth helicopter that officially doesn't exist. All six men heard rumors of the chopper, which was said to be based on the Special Operations MH-60 airframe. However, the helicopter they were boarding was clearly a heavily modified Sikorsky EH-60 variant. It was just after midnight. Staff Sergeant Ashton, the Ghost, Jace, who was also called Ghost, sat inside the middle of the chopper, smearing camouflage paint across his dark skin. After a four-year career with the Alpha Company, 10th Brigade, Special Operations Group, the Ghost was now heavily recruited by Special Forces, and these five men have become his blood brothers. Keep going.
That's it, great. Now I catch the rest on SportsCenter. It's been sent to you. That's it. Ashia, I know you're going to read it because that's what you do. Go all the way up top. Read the acknowledgments. Read the preface because it helps you understand stuff. There's not no superfluous words. So let me end. I don't know what you're trying to do with your life. All I know is last year, more than likely, you had movement, not progress. Can I push it further, Grace? All your 20s was more than likely movement, not progress. Do not confuse wisdom with progress. You can get wiser being a loser. You can get wiser in movement. Every day you wake up and God reveals some truth to you, your wisdom will show up. You can be a five-year-old kid, touch a hot burner, let it go, have to go through the recovery of that and never touch a hot burner again, and you are wiser at 5 years old. Don't confuse wisdom with progress. It is a lot of wise losers out here. See, I just keep it real. I'm the Bernie Mac of business. I say what y'all don't want to say. You hear me? I say what you want to say, but you scared to say it. Y'all got some uncles, wise, still live with their mama. Y'all got some uncles, can't even live outside their girlfriend.
So true.
Okay, thank you so much, because I was about to get to the women next, but I'm going to go ahead and let y'all make it. Let me help you. Wisdom is not progress. You can die and be wise in the Lord. Go all the way to heaven and never enjoy your life on earth.
Wow.
You be at Bible study every day. Grace going today, Bible study. And never enjoy your life on earth. Because wisdom ain't got nothing to do with progress. Only 1% of this world does progress. I do apologize to you giving it to you like that. 1% of this world does progress. Another percent of that is trying to keep up with the 1%. So we affectionately call them the top 2%. All this week, I'm going to show you how ATS is progressing, better progress, or how I said do something or I'm doing something, and all we're doing is moving. We're going to be exposed all week. You hear me, Arshia? We out of moving, but we progressing. And I'm telling you, some of y'all got terrible relationships with your kids because your ass is moving, but not progressing with him. It ain't like that. Your parents got a terrible relationship with you because they moved, but didn't progress with you. You hear me well. If you in sales and you moving, but you ain't getting check after check after check, you ain't progressing. It's not like you need to learn something else. How's learning working out for you? If learning ain't transitioning into your bank account, and if you think somebody is putting something on you that's holding you back, yep, this conversation's for you. Conversation for you. ATS need to be where ATS is. And if your life is in, genuinely, most of y'all have moved a whole decade, never progressed. I know everybody on this call, most of you have moved and have not progressed. Whole decade. A whole decade. And then you lie to yourself, well, I bought this house, I bought this car. Did you progress? Just because you bought a house, but you in the same spiritual, physical, and financial situation you've been in, you just got a house to show for it? You didn't progress. You got something to make yourself feel like you better than them. That's not progression. Progression is someone with a worldly ideal of what they want to be, hitting that goal. Here's Antonio's definition of success, which I haven't given y'all a long time. My definition of success is anybody who sets a target and then hits that target well. Most of you ain't even got no target. Some of you do. Then most of you, you don't even hit the target. Some of you do. But that ain't good enough, because if you don't hit that target with the spirit of excellence, you ain't going to never progress. Just because you hit it don't mean you're going to get blessed for it. Just because you hit it don't mean you ain't hit it with enough attitude that you ruined every relationship in your life. So now here you got accomplishments but can't share. That's not progression. I gave y'all a six-figure challenge last year. I know Anthony hit it. I know Ashley did.
I'm about to hit it again, brother.
That's progression. About to hit it again. If you took the challenge and then lost the challenge and didn't go, I ain't finna lose this again. You is not progressing. Stop thinking that school teacher was your goal. Wasn't your goal. Just because you're a teacher, Stradivari, doesn't mean you're supposed to be in the school doing that. Ain't nothing wrong with them doing that in the school. But to say that's the highest expression of himself when he keep trying to own the school, well, somebody just lied to themselves. I don't know what Tatiana want. I keep trying to eavesdrop on her interviews so I can be like, yeah, that's what she want, but she as mysterious as me. She hard to figure out. She hard to figure out. I'm telling you. All this week, y'all need to expose your investment portfolios, expose your side gigs, expose them. And most importantly, expose your damn timelines. Y'all got like yearly goals that can be daily goals. How dare you? You want to make money and make six figures? That could be a daily goal. You got that as a lifetime goal. She had texted me last week trying to figure out how she don't need to be customer dependent. So she must have been listening all year. She tried to figure out how not had to ask you out for nothing. There's only one way to truly do that, Arshia. Have your money making money for you. That's the life Anthony Lucas loves to live.
Oh, I'm so happy you said that. I love making money in my sleep.
That's it. That's it. You better get addicted to it. Real talk. Let me end y'all with this here. There are some areas in ATS that are just moving. And there's some areas in ATS that are progressing. Then, my favorite, there are people in ATS progressing in areas that should be progressing while other people are moving. And it seems as if that area is progressing, but that area is not an area. It's people claiming it's an area, not on the same page, not of the same energy. And you always know if I'm watching you when I stop talking to you. So if I ain't went in pro, if I haven't went in the ATS programming group and just hit y'all up every day, you should automatically say, huh. We're taking down, actually already down. ATS TV is down. I'm not sure if y'all know. Being modified with artificial intelligence right under your nose. Right under your nose. Video game. I'm ready to start teaching video games this week. I am. The one of the Microsoft certifications Temp is going to get is up there. All you got to do is get one certification. I see you can make $137,000 a year.
You know, I already checked it out.
I know you did. That's why I brought you up. I know you did. Between you and Anthony, y'all ain't playing no games. It's just every day right behind y'all. Don't get it twisted. Don't let her quietness fool you. Yeah, look at her face. You goddamn right. Right. I'm dead serious. I need you all to go get it. If you're gonna believe in God, but then not walk on earth like God, you don't believe in God. Just say. Say you believe in your religion. Say you believe in the characters. You know what I'm saying? You don't act like God. You know, you call yourself a Christian, but don't act like Christ. You're Muslim, but have Muslim is peace. Islam is peace, but don't create peace where you walk. No, if you're gonna believe in something, you need to act like that. Which leads me to my last point. All of you are acting like what you believe. Every last one of you. As for me, this time, I got a few books coming out because I owe some publishers some books. Them nice books, go grab those, but them ain't the best New York, but Cities of Solaria, you hear me? Is the one. I write books all the time, so there it is. I owe a publisher a book. I can't remember the name of the publishing company. Dragonfire or something. I don't know. Triant Publishing. I owe them a book. I got reminded yesterday. And I give them a book. But Cities of Solaria is a 4-book series. I'm acting like Jerome. It's a 4-book series. And it's New York Times. It's major publishing or bust. Why you want to do that, Antonio? Because, nope. I want to do it because I feel like it. And every time I try not to feel like it, I get reminded about it. I don't need no excuse and I don't need no prayers. Thank you. Thank you so much. Your prayers are more than welcome, but I would not be praying about this, Frida. See, there I go again, Ken. I would not be praying about this. I prayed about it in 2010 when I wrote it on my wall. You think God needed to be reminded, or I needed to be reminded? Come on, Jerome. I'm not praying about it. It's been prayed about. I'm the one that did 13 things other than this, acting just like Abraham. I'm the one out here creating the other babies who ain't the promised child. I was promised Isaac. Got 13 Ishmaels out there. That's if you're Jewish, you would understand. That's what I did, Renee. Not no more. Not no more. You understand? Movement is not progress. You get your butt out there. If you're programming, you program. You build your website, you build your website. If you say, I don't like spending money, and it's time for you to spend money, you need to ask yourself, Arshia, is this money progress or movement? If it's movement, don't spend it. If it's progress, shut your mouth, spend it. You'll figure it out later. You holding on to money so you can give it to some oppressor to pay some bill. Paying your car note is not progress. That is movement. But I need my car to get to work. Movement. Your job is movement. Your car is movement. Your apartment and your house is movement. None of these things are progress. Stop lying to yourself. Progress is Anthony Lucas having all these amenities, but make money in his sleep to pay for those amenities. That's progress. That's progress. Progress is Ken Johnson saying, 350 people out there driving my cars. Thank you so much. I'm going to email all of you 7 days from when it's time for you to pay your bill. I pay for a good email system. I can email all y'all at the same time. You hear me? Automate them emails in Jesus' name. Now going on out there, live a good life. But pay your car though. I hope you get married, but pay your car though. May the Lord bless you, but pay your car though. You understand? What's up, my man? I see you waving. What's up, my man? Real talk. Yeah, tell him I wave back. Tell him I wave back. Real talk. Movement is not progress. And your car note, and anything that's making your ass comfortable, anything that is not making you comfortable, there you go. I'm not the speakerphone friend, Arshia. It's movement. Progress don't come with ease. Progress is difficult. It's painful. But once you get past that pain, you make money in your sleep.
Yes, it's definitely painful, but that money in your sleep sure do feel like a silly pasta pee.
I know it does. Yeah, go and get out there, man. I dare you to read The Cities of Salaria. And Jerome, you'll see. You know Jerome will read it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You'll see that I had to learn a whole new skill set. It took me 8 years to pull that off. Took me 8 years. 8 years of silent suffering for progress. So when they say, oh my God, you did, nope, I got the audience now. I don't need a big name forward. I reach as many people as Joel Osteen. Well, he probably reached more, but you get the point. I can push out 10,000 pre-sales through my own platform. I could do this. I got everything I need. You hear me? I got every single thing I need, because in them 8 years, I took that personally, what they said, built that, and then worked on that craft. Sometimes progress takes 8 years just for you to get to the starting line. But once you're there, like Anthony said, Sealy Posturpedic Tile. All it takes is for one book to get turned into a movie. My challenge to you, because I ain't said nothing if I ain't challenged you. Today, you will be faced with, by my calculations, 99% of what you will face today will be movement activities. The top 1% know how to say no to all that stuff. See, I just helped somebody right there, Deanna. I just helped somebody. 99% of what you're going to do today is a movement activity. I got to go to the doctor. There's no meeting tomorrow. Or the mastermind, I do apologize. I've got to get long needles into my hips. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to drive, so Dan will have to go with me. It typically going to have to be there via phone and busy. So the two people that run the company can't. I need you to catch that going to get these hip injections or whatever they want to do, that's movement. But you need to be alive, Antonio. I am. Let me help you out. I could fulfill my dreams from a hospital bed. I'm that dude. Cut my legs off, I'm gonna figure out how to walk. I'm just gonna have some really strong biceps. That's just who I am. Take it from me, I'm going to go get it. Tell me I can't make money, I'm making money in my sleep. Me going to the hospital doctor appointment is and always will be movement, because there is no hospital on planet Earth that is in a capitalistic society that is trying to make you live longer. They're all trying to prolong your death. Do you understand? And that entire system says, keep paying into it. It's progress. It's progress because you, sir or ma'am, you are getting paid for it now. So my challenge, 99% of what you're going to face today, Frieda, is all movement, but I gotta go pick up my sister. Movement, but my son. Movement, Renee. But I gotta movement. 1% is gonna be progress. Do yourself a favor and try to spend 100% on the 1%. Tony O. T. Smith Jr. You can plant better. You can dominate. Thank you all so much. I will be beating your face in all week with our failures and some of our successes. And hopefully through our transparency, you can find your own. All right, everybody. We'll see you later. Stay away from COVID. Wipe front to back. All right, y'all. Yeah, have a good one. Love you.
Love you more.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.